things aren't working, when life leads you down a path and suddenly that path takes you to a place of darkness, maybe something external happens and it's not what you expected. Maybe there's an internal shift within you and all of a sudden you feel your life has taken a new turn and you may be wondering whether to back down or whether to keep going. Life has many twists and turns. Sometimes those turns are challenging, to say the least, heartbreaking. Sometimes those turns can make us be different people and can shape us into the people who we will become. But at the time when you're in the turn, when you're in the twist, when you're going through the tunnel of darkness, you may be experiencing a lot of emotions, stress, sadness, depression. One of the things that's helped me when things are difficult is to simply be present. Cliche, as you probably are already aware of this, but presence really is key. When you are truly present, you are not thinking about what was, what is, what could be. You are not bored, nor stressed, nor suffocated by what is happening in your life. You can't be. If you are truly present, you are operating from a place of awareness, not from pain, not from hurt, not from stories or labels, which is what we often give to difficult times and situations. And more often than not, they are certainly that. I'm not saying to deny your feelings. I am simply saying presence is key to working through difficult situations. Now, you may not be ready to work through a difficult situation, and that's fine. But if you are ready, this is your message. This is your cry, your call from the universe telling you to step back, step up into your body, into your breath, into the moment. One of the ways that I like to practice presence is through the senses. Handing my mind over and letting my body guide me. Becoming totally aware of the moment through my senses, not through my mind. The mind is advising me on things that could harm me or hurt me in the moment. It's also advising of future potential threats. But the body is simply being aware to the moment. And through the senses, we are simply being aware to the moment. Intentional practice. Your intentional practice is to step into your breath. Step into your breath and try and breathe deeply. In your nose, taking it in, 3 deep breaths, pausing for a second, letting it out, your mouth on 3 deep breaths, pausing for a second, breathing in 3 deep breaths, and so it goes. Now, as you get more experience, your breath will become longer, your pauses will become longer. And in those moments that you are breathing into your breath, just be aware. Use the senses as a meditation. What do you see, smell, hear, taste, touch? Even if you are doing nothing, all of these senses are operating. Use that as your weekly meditation to guide you, shift you, make you a better person, to move through when things are no longer working. Enjoy. Things aren't working. When life leads you down a path and suddenly that path takes you to a place of darkness. Maybe something external happens and it's not what you expected. Maybe there's an internal shift within you and all of a sudden you feel your life has taken a new turn and you may be wondering whether to back down or whether to keep going. Life has many twists and turns. Sometimes those turns are challenging, to say the least, heartbreaking. Sometimes those turns can make us be different people and can shape us into the people who we will become. But at the time when you're in the turn, when you're in the twist, when you're going through the tunnel of darkness, you may be experiencing a lot of emotions, stress, sadness, depression. One of the things that's helped me when things are difficult is to simply be present. Cliche, as you probably already are aware of this, but presence really is key. When you are truly present, you are not thinking about what was, what is, what could be. You are not bored, nor stressed, nor suffocated by what is happening in your life. You can't be. If you are truly present, you are operating from a place of awareness. Not from pain, not from hurt, not from stories or labels, which is what we often give to difficult times and situations. And more often than not, they are certainly that. I'm not saying to deny your feelings. I am simply saying presence is key to working through difficult situations. Now, you may not be ready to work through a difficult situation, and that's fine. But if you are ready, this is your message. This is your cry, your call from the universe telling you to step back, step up into your body, into your breath, into the moment. One of the ways that I like to practice presence is through the senses. Handing my mind over and letting my body guide me. Becoming totally aware of the moment through my senses, not through my mind. The mind is advising me on things that could harm me or hurt me in the moment. It's also advising of future potential threats. But the body is simply being aware to the moment. And through the senses, we are simply being aware to the moment. Intentional practice. Your intentional practice is to step into your breath. Step into your breath and try and breathe deeply. In your nose, taking it in, 3 deep breaths, pausing for a second, letting it out, your mouth on 3 deep breaths, pausing for a second. Breathing in 3 deep breaths, and so it goes. Now, as you get more experience, your breath will become longer, your pauses will become longer. And in those moments that you are breathing into your breath, just be aware. Use the senses as a meditation. What do you see, smell, hear, taste, touch? Even if you are doing nothing, all of these senses are operating. Use that as your weekly meditation to guide you, shift you, make you a better person, to move through when things are no longer working. Enjoy.